Well, it was just a few days ago that Congress passed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. Danny Munch is with the American Farm Bureau Federation and explains what the legislation is all about.
It would amend the National School Lunch Act so that schools may offer whole milk, 2% milk, 1% milk, fat-free milk, flavored or unflavored. The change doesn't mandate whole milk. It simply restores the option for schools to serve that if they choose. And it also expands demand for butterfat in the dairy industry, which boosts prices during a time of acute need.
So what does the timeline look like?
Once the bill is signed, the USDA, through its Food and Nutrition Service, will issue updated guidance and regulations that reflect the new statutory authority. Individual school districts will then decide if and when to offer whole milk or 2% milk in their cafeteria menus. Many school districts adjust those menus between semesters on an annual cycle, so adoption could occur within the start of the new year or months later when they set up for next year.
Danny Munch with American Farm Bureau. Looking at the ag calendar, the Virginia Farm Show is scheduled for January 15th through the 17th. That will be at Augusta Expo in Fishersville. And also the Virginia No-Till Conference will be February the 18th. That'll be at the Rockingham County Fairgrounds. More information about this event is found at the website virginianotill.com. I'm Ishel 96.9 WSIG. Real country, real people.